Well, welcome back to episode 9 of season 9. Yeah, 99. Well, not really, but you get it. Back in episode 3 of season 9, I got blessed with a new telly. You know this. And, of course, I wanted to get my own. It's got to have my own little stuff on it. So I had to, you know, put my own stank on it to make it mine, you know, like truly mine. And things I needed to order, like the make it all black to the silver, because it just had some chrome keys, and I wanted to get locking keys for it. And I needed the old style keys, and that's what they had on there. So I had to find some old style locking keys, and I got those. And then I needed to get a bridge plate, because the bridge plate was silver. So I found a black one, got that, and the little string tensioner that's on the top of the neck. I got one of those, black, and the bar where the knobs, the plate that covers the knobs, toggle switch, all that stuff. I found one that was black and had some design on it, and found some knobs to match it. And the little jack plug, that where the jack plugs in for the guitar, where you plug it in. I changed that to black as well. Now, the pick guard was clear with paisley prints on it. So you've seen the silver from the guitar under it. Well, I want that to be black. The paisley on the black, I didn't want to see the silver. And boy, it really dressed it up even more. And so instead of painting the backside, I got one of those vinyl folders, black vinyl folders. Had one here at the office, and I cut it out the same shape as the pickguard. And I trimmed it just to match the pickguard and put it under there. And then I screwed it down to the guitar. And it worked fine, looked great. In fact, still does look great. So after I did all this stuff and moving everything, I needed to get it really set, and I never had it serviced. And, you know, I moved the pickups down, and I just really needed to get the intonation, the action, and all that done. And I'm still not 100% on doing that myself. Some things I can do, some things I can't. So I figured I'd bring it to an expert. One who, if they messed up, it could get covered. And this one here, although it was, you know, given to me and I was blessed with it, it wasn't, you know, an oddity where there wasn't another one like it or parts for it couldn't be gotten or anything. So it was good like that. So when I brought it to the guy at the store, I took it to Guitar Center there in Lafayette. And the guy is a good tech, and he's a good luthier. He knows what to do. And when he took it off, he said, "Man, that's pretty good." When I brought it to him, he noticed right away that the pick guard was different. He said, "Those are usually clear." I'm like, "Yeah, good eye detail." And he said, "Well," I said, I told him what I did. He said, "Man, that was pretty smart." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I changed, you know, everything over to black. That's why I need it, you know, done." I said, "I messed with the pickup, so I want to get them. You know, I want the pickups set as high as you can get without it, you know, buzzing or tinking. And, you know, we get as high as we can on a bridge one." And so he set it up, you know, like I liked it. I mean, but he set it up good because, you know, after he was done, I was just waiting around the store and I was going to play it. There before I left, I wanted to make sure. I wanted to say, "Oh yeah, you know, feels good." No, I wanted to hear it, so I played, you know, through the amp and everything. Man, when I got that thing, went and plugged it up, it played great. I mean, it just played like butter, and it sounded great. It just really did. And I played on that thing and went all over, you know, up and down the neck and different points that I checked, and it passed everything I needed to do. It was great. it was mine now, you know. It was indeed mine now. It felt like, okay, it's my guitar. You know, the courtship was over. And we belong to each other. That's one that my hand will wield now. That's my guitar. And I've been playing it ever since. And it's she's a joy to play. It really is. You can bend on it. You can just, and it's a pleasure to play. I can't say enough about him. It's just a pleasure to play. He just did a wonderful job setting it up. And when it's set up right, you know. And he just really, really did a great job. And then it's just so fun to play now. And just really enjoying it. And it looks good. It really looks good. And just couldn't be more happier. And so blessed to be able to have that guitar. I mean, we're talking about a guitar that had so much meaning to me. You know, I had put my blood, sweat, and tears into that red guitar. And I was just going to upgrade it. And man, it just got mauled and butchered. And it was just like, oh, man. So I'm making a stool out of it now. I'm gonna make a guitar stool out of it. Already started. Got it all sanded, and I was gonna paint it, and I will paint it. But I got a different idea to do with it. So I gotta wait for my buddy to get in from offshore, because he's gonna take some acrylic to do it. And he does acrylic tables, so I need some acrylic. I'm gonna get him to help me with it, but it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be really cool. It'll be a little bit different. And came up with an idea. Think it's going to work pretty good. So looking forward to that. I mean, I'll do that with the red guitar. And I got it sanded all down, ready to go. And just got to paint it. Just hadn't painted it yet. Hadn't had time. Man, been so busy with all the new doctor appointments and then traveling. And hadn't had the time to do it. But it'll get there. We'll get there, and I'll get the time to do it. But it is, like I said, just truly blessed to be able to have that wonderful Telecaster. And you don't ever know. You don't ever know if it's really going to be a fit or not. Because each guitar plays different. But when you get the one, you know, you just know. And the Lord knew. For me, I love a maple neck. I don't like rosewood neck. I don't like a rosewood neck on a guitar. I like a maple neck. Some people like rosewood. You know, people like different. There's a C neck. There's the, you know, some people don't like the C neck. Some people like the V neck. There's just different shapes of necks and stuff. And it's all in what you get used to and how it feels. And there's just different parts. So you never know. And, you know, I mean, this ain't no rinky-dink Telecaster. It's a $1,500 Telecaster, folks. Like, this is, you go buy it and, you know, that's what it goes for. It's brand new. The plastic was still on it. I peeled the plastic off the pickguard. That's how new it was. And I got blessed with that. All the more confirmation for me to know that I will never sell a blessing again to keep the lights on. It's never going to happen. That guitar is going to be just like my Dove. It ain't going nowhere. It's just not. Not only was it given to me by a friend and a brother, selflessly, But it became a part of me that I love. And I've done played it at 3 or 4 different shows now. Or events, however you want to look at it. I've then been able to use it. And it's done well. It's made me play even better. It's made me want to play even more. I think I said this in the earlier podcast too. You know, that guitar hadn't been played in the bar rooms and stuff like my other one had. So out of all my instruments now, I don't have any from the old that's been to the new. All of them are virgin instruments. That bass, brand new. That bass was bought brand new and never played in a nightclub, never played country music or anything. It's always been Christian music. Same with the new Tele. It's the same, brand new. And never been drugged to the barroom, never been playing country music of any kind, It's always been Christian music. Because those instruments were dedicated to the Lord. Both of them. The Dove, too. I don't know the history on the Dove, because it's from 1962, but ever since I got it, which would be 18, it'd be what, 5 years? No. Is that in 2016? So ever since I got that 7 years ago, it'd been rededicated. It ain't played nothing but Christian music either. It ain't been no bar. So, oh, I lie. It's been in a bar, but it played Christian music. That one showcase, it was in a bar in Nashville, but it played nothing but Christian music. I did 2 original songs in there, and they were, that showcase is where they had it. But it was Christian. It was Christian song. So it ain't never played nothing but Christian music. Those are dedicated instruments. Instruments to be used for the Lord. I believe he'll give you the desires of your heart if you're going to use it for the Lord. You want something? Use it to win souls. I bet you get it. I remember praying about the Dove. I'm like, you know what? Well, I'd like to, you know, if I could get a Dove, I'd use it for the kingdom. I remember making that statement in my prayers. I do remember saying that now that I think about it. I think I said that about the bass, too, because it's my dream bass. I got my dream bass. That's the bass I always wanted. But I do believe I remember saying that there's a way, you know, I'd use it for the kingdom if I got it. All of those instruments came about an extraordinary way. They were all God instances that I got them. Every one of them. Man. Whew. I could talk about Metelli all day, but I'm going to stop. Oh, man. It's good stuff. For me, anyway. I'll keep on playing that. Well, I'm going to leave it right there. And thank you to all that listen. You can tell some folks about the podcast if you like. Share it with some folks. Check out thehunterlogan.com. Check out my YouTube channel. Subscribe. Help me get some subscribers. That'll help me a bunch. I got to get this thing rolling some kind of way. Look, if you'd like to have me come to your church or your event, I'm available. I am, and I'll go. Just get in touch with me. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye.